Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
Sometimes the reason why we take so long to start when we have an idea is because we lack confidence. And that's something I've struggled with because I always try to start new things. And I feel like at the beginning, I'm obviously not an expert. I've never had a podcast before. So this is my first time using the software. This is my first time doing anything relating to a podcast. So my confidence was initially very low because I thought, I don't know what I'm doing. Why should I even create this? But I promise you, if you wait for confidence to start something, you will never start. The way you actually build confidence is when you take these small steps and you have that momentum and you put out whatever it is you have to put out. That's when you create, that's when you get confidence, because you start to feel proud of yourself for doing something when you thought you had no idea what you were doing. Because eventually along the way, you are going to get a lot better at whatever it is you're trying to do, because you're going to learn along the way. And that is what's going to build your confidence. So if you're sitting around waiting on the confidence to start something or put yourself out there, I promise you, the only way to get it is to actually start. It's kind of backwards when you think about it, but it's the truth. That's the only way to actually get confidence. Because then you can say, okay, well, now I have a podcast and I have a whole season out and I have 1,000 downloads per month. Or if you want to be a YouTuber or influencer, after you have a few episodes out or posts out on Instagram or whatever platform you use and you start growing your following, then you feel more confident because you can say, okay, look, I started this thing and now I have 1,000 subscribers or 1,000 followers. That is what's going to build your confidence. And think about it. Have you ever followed an influencer or an entrepreneur on Instagram or YouTube, and when you started following them in the early stages of their business or their journey or whatever it was, you were there for the content, right? You were there for whatever value they were providing to you, whether it was entertaining or whether it was educational, whether it helped you in some way. That's ultimately what you were there for. Half of us don't even pay attention to people's intro or people's description on Instagram, or whether or not they have a fancy photography or a brand photo shoot or something like that. Half of us don't even pay attention to that. We are consuming their content because it helps us in some way. And then eventually when that person starts growing because the value that they are providing is helping a lot of people, so they attract more people and followers, subscribers, whatever it is. When they start growing and they start making more money, then they start investing into their business. And that's when you see them create a whole new professionally designed website for their business. Or that's when they start hiring video editors if they're on YouTube, or they get virtual assistants to post for them if they're on Instagram. People start making all of these investments in their business after they have built a following and after their revenue increased because of the content and the value that they have provided thus far. Nobody starts off by doing all of that. And if we try to do all of that as soon as we get an idea, especially if you don't have the funds for it, that's going to make you feel very stressed out and burnt out very early on. Trust me, take my word for it. That's why it took 3 months. So take some of that pressure off of yourself. Whatever it is you're trying to start, don't worry about having 6 different revenue streams for your business. Don't worry about creating a profile on every single social media platform. Don't worry about adding a blog if it's not necessary for what you're trying to do. Just focus on whatever value you can bring to people that's going to help them, and start with that. Start as minimal as you can. You don't have to have anything fancy. If you want to be a fashion blogger, for example, in my opinion, now I'm not a fashion blogger, but in my opinion, an Instagram would probably be the best platform to grow your business. So don't worry about creating an Instagram and then having a blog on top of that, and then a Pinterest, and then a Clubhouse, and a TikTok. When you're just starting out, pick one platform. You can go with Instagram, or you can even use TikTok, but just pick one. Pick one and focus on that. Focus on doing that and then grow a following on that. And if you eventually want that to be your mainstream of income one day, focus on monetizing that. And then when you start getting a steady revenue stream from that platform, then you can branch out and go do other things. But if you try to do too many things at once, I promise you, like, I can't say this enough, you will get burnt out.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.